Bez Hashem was starting Maseches Erechin, and Erechin is a new shlav in our learning of Seder Kodesh. Until now, we've been busy primarily with dinim that have kedushas korbanos in the sense of kedushas haguf. Zvachim, menachos dealt with korbanos proper. Chulin was a break because Chulin was dealing with the halachas of behemos, all the different halachas of eating behemos and being shechting behemos, etc. in the world of Chulin. B'chayreis, we're back to in Yonim of Kedushas Haguf. There were gevissed dinim that were negeh to mom and hegdish. Meseches Erechin deals with a person creating on himself, not chiyuve korban, not chiyuve to bring something that has Kedushas Haguf, but mom and hegdish. With that, we have the parsha, which is at the end of parsha's B'chukoyse, the din of Erechin. There's really two ways that a person can be mechuyiv in value of a person, to Hagdish. There's a din that's mischadish over there in the Torah where a person says, Erki olai. Erech, which literally means the value of, is understood to be not the dollar and cents value of how much a person is worth on the open market, mashallah, as a slave, which is a midah that you find in Chazal in different places, but Erki olai, the value, means a symbolic value, which is fixed by the Torah. There's a value for four different age groups. From a Ben Chodesh until Ben Chomishonim, from Ben Chomishonim until 20, from 20 until 60, and from 60 ulamalo, there's a value for a Zochah, there's a value for a Nekevo. Now, of course, a person could be worth more and a person could be worth less. It depends what his physical capacity is, what his intellectual capacity is. How could you put a dollar and cents value on a person? The Teretz is it's all symbolic, and that's the Gzeres HaKosov. With that, a person could also clearly say that what he wants to give to Hegdish, he makes a Nidre Hegdish, not of Erki Olai, or Erech, this child Olai, Erki, this person Olai, but he says, Dmei Ploini Olai, or Domai, to go to the Beis HaMikdosh. And with that, the Domim means Taka, the real value, what we find in most other areas in Halacha. There's a separate Gzeres HaKosuv called Hasogas Yad, where if a person doesn't have the money to pay off this type of Nidre Hegdish, so the Gzeres HaKosuv is he only has to pay Kfiyah Sogas Yod, as long as he gives a minimal amount. We'll see the Pratim of that later on. That is only part and parcel of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Erechin, which the name of the Mesechta is, not the Halacha of Stam Nidre Hegdish for a dollar and cents amount. If a person says, I'm going to give $1 million to Hegdish, and he only has $100,000, so the rest of it is a Chayv. He has to pay it when he could pay it. And the same goes if he says his value, somebody else's value. Erechin, that's a bazunder din, a gzeres hakosuv, and that has the din of hesek yad. The mesechta, in its second half, doesn't deal so much with hegdish. It's going to deal with, there will be an extension of these dinim of erechin, legabe pidyoin, and legabe collecting money, things that are owed to hegdish, etc. There's also the monetary dinim of Hegdish, that the Mishnah is then going to use this Mesechta to talk about different types of chayvos, not in Hegdish, but pidyonos to sometimes symbolic values and real values, the gabe steachuzo and bote orichoyme and such. Those are the dinim that are discussed in Parshas Bahar. So now let's start the Mesechta, Be'ez Hashem. Hakol marichim v'ne'erochim noidrim v'nidorim. Anybody can create a neder where he's chayev and erichin, either of himself or somebody else. V'ne'erochin, anybody could be the subject of an erichin, and his value can be given, his symbolic value, that is, like we explained, can be given to the Mikdosh. Anybody. Who's the anybody? Why does the Mishnah have to say hakoil? So the Rav has over here by Richus is lasuya ben shloisha sevishona v'yoy mechot. He's 13, where he's a bar mitzvah. But as we know, the din of becoming a godel halachically for all dinim, gerushin, kiddushin, chiyuvim, and so on, is not only age, but it's primarily simonim, physical signs of maturity, shtei sairis. If he didn't was not maybe shtei sairis, the halacha is that he has a din of a mufla samach leish. A mufla samach leish is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and if he has the proper kavona that he knows what he's saying, the halacha is that he has a din that his nedarim on nedarim. The gabi all dinim of haflo, which refer to dine dibur. And by the way, the halachas of erichin are brought in the Rambam in Hilchus Hafla, along with Nidorim, Shvuos, Nezirus. And then there's Hilchus Erichin V'Charamim, because that's primarily a din of Kedushas HaDibur, what a person is capable of creating B'Diburoi. The dinim that are negeya to a Mufla Samuch Leish are all a Chiddush, that even though he's a Kotten B'Dinei Torah, but he's a Godel L'Gabi Dinei Dibur. So this Chiddush is not a Chiddush that's dafka related to Meseches Erichin, it can be related to Meseches Nedorim or Meseches Nozir for the same price. There is a famous chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun, where he asks a very basic question. Zol Zayin, that a kotten, who's a mufla samach lish from age 12 and up, or a ketana from age 11 and up, if they yodea betiv what they're saying, they're nedarim achal, they're valid nedarim, what's mechayiv them to keep it? Haloi, the only reason why a person's ever mechayiv to keep a neder that he made to bring a korban, to give an edava, to give tzedakah, is because the Torah puts into place a lav, l'yachol dvoroi, in Hilchus Nedarim. The Torah put into place moises v'asecha tishmar, a pasuk that a person's mechuyiv to keep whatever he says. If he's not mechuyiv in that, how could he be, the neder might be a neder, but how could it be enforced? So Minchas Chinuch says, ein hakanami, maybe it can't be enforced. But if he does give the money will be hegdish because the neder is considered as having been chal. That's a very big chiddush. And the Rishonim are mufurish not that way. The Rishonim seem mufurish that a kotn sheher chayiv l'shalom is nidrim. More than that, the Gemara in Maseches Nidin, the sugya of mufla samach leish, has a tzad that if a kotn, who's a mufla samach leish, is over on his nazirus, on his neder, whatever it is, he gets Malkus. Obviously, if he gets Malkus, he's a Bar Chiyuva. You can't say it's just voluntary and he doesn't have to keep it, just the neder is Chal. Obviously, it's Chayiv. The Gedra Dover is that even though he needs a certain amount of Das, which he doesn't have until he's a Ben Yud Gimel Shonim V'yem Echad Umevi Simonim, but a Ben Yud Beis or a Bas Yud Aleph has enough Das, the terms Mechadish, you don't need the full amount of Das for Dinei Haflo, Dinei Dibur Achal, and they're mechayiv, even unless. We rather don't paskin that a kotn who's over al nidroi gets malchus, because at the end of the day, he has to do a separate ma'isa avera to violate the neder, and on that, he's not a bar das. The hasro is not a hasro. So mevela, we don't paskin, but it just brings out the nature of this gzeres hakotn, this chiddush. So the Mishnah says that he could be the subject of an erichin, he could create erichin, like we said, that's the chiddush of mufla, noijim v'nidorim. Like we said, the halacha is that a mufla can also make a neder. Anybody can make a neder, and anybody can be the subject of a neder of that his value should be given, or he will give the value. Of course, the difference between erich and nedarim is the value or the symbolic value, like we explained a few minutes ago. Kahanim levim v'yisraelim, any of these people can be bechlal dine erichin. It would be a mochum to say maybe a kohen, since it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe not. The Rab brings a chiddush from the Gemara, that the Gemara says that when we shuts up the erichin of a person, v'hemidoy lefnei ha-kohen, v'herichoy se ha-kohen, so maybe the kahanim are the shoiftim of dine erichim, because they're working on behalf of the Mikdash, maybe they can't be the subject of erichin. That's the Kamash Malon over here. But the fact that kahanim levim v'yisraelim ma'um mechuyiv, they're all yidin. Noshim v'avodim, a woman could make a neder. Of course, she can't be mechayiv her husband to pay for her, but if she ever becomes an almono or grusha, then she will be. An eved also, his dibur is a dibur, he's mechayiv. Same way, if he makes a neder, he's not going to eat oranges, so that's mechayiv him. So if he makes a neder, he doesn't have money, he makes a chiv erichin, so when he becomes meshukr, he'll have to pay. We'll just point out that there's another chiddush in the word ha-koil, that the Rav brings, and that is, there would be a havamina, that a person was of absolutely no value, what the Gemara calls a menuvel umukishkin, nobody would ever buy him on the open market for an eved. He's dangerous, if he's a person, he's a tzelem alekim. But lamaisi has no value on the open market. So there would be a havamina that since the Torah put down two types of value, there's the symbolic value, erichin, nedarim, which is the real value, there would be a havamina that a person who's a menuvel mukeshchin doesn't have erichin. Come ashmalon that hakoil marichim in erochim. That's also a chiddush in the hakoil. Then the Mishnah tells us that tumtum van droigenis. A tumtum is a person that's ene nikim mitoch simonov if he's zocher nekev. Van droigenis is somebody who has simone zocher and simone nekev. We had this before in Bechoyrois. Is he both? Is he a min bifnei atzmoi? Noidrim v'nidorin u'marichin. He could make a neder. He could be the subject of a neder. He could make a neder of erichin. Avol loy nerochin. He can't be the subject of erichin. She'enei nerach, the only one who the Torah was kaveh, symbolic value, is somebody who has a symbolic identity. Elazochah vaday u'nekeva vadois. If he's a sofik, or even if he's a min b'fnei atzmoi, he's not within the Torah's establishing that symbolic who he is. He's famished, unfortunately. The Rishonim in this vein point out something interesting. A few seconds ago, we had in the Mishnah, Hakoil, Noshim Vavodim. Noshim have a different symbolic value, like we said, than Zechorim. What about Avodim? Avodim, in the sense of Kedushas Yisrael, have mitzvahs kenoshim, they're part of mitzvahs eshes man gromo. It doesn't say over here that an Eved who's male is Nerach like a female. Vice does the Rishonim say, Mufashim over here in the Mishnah bring it, that you have to say that Avodim, an Eved who's a male, is considered a male symbolically. Even though the Gabi Mitzvahs, the Gabi Kedushas Yisrael, he only has mitzvahs ke noshim. Chereshoyte v'kotin, Nidorim v'nerochim, they could be the subject of a neder or an erichin. Now, the value of a chereshoyte v'kotin is certainly going to be compromised, but it's not necessarily nothing. Obviously, it will be much less. So he could be the subject of a neder. He could certainly be the subject of an erichin. The chiddush of that is that maybe there would be a mokum to say that since he's potter, he's not a bardas, he's potter mitzvah, so maybe he has no symbolic value. But we say no. If he's a 20-year-old who's unfortunately a shoyte, or he's a cheresh, or a 5-year-old, so he has the symbolic value as if he was healthy. The same way a person who's never chachel mesukin still has the same symbolic value if he was a bari mamish. Now, a chereshoyte v'kotin are not barei das. So there, the same way called a Torah kula, they have no chiyuvim, and they can't be koin anything, and they can't be mischayiv anything. So therefore, it's poshut that chashuv chereshoyte v'kotin av aloi noidrim v'aloi marichin, they can't create the chiyuv of an edem, nei shem ben das. Pochus mimen chodesh nidor av aloi nerach. A pochus mimen chodesh does not have symbolic value. Symbolic value starts from a bar kayom. Would we say that a pochus mimen chodesh, a newborn baby, doesn't have value as being sold on the open market? Of course not. The chances are that he's going to be a healthy baby. So of course somebody would pay big money for a child that he could own for his whole life as an eved. He definitely has a lot of value. So mela, there's no erichin, but has nothing to do with the real value that he certainly does have. Now the Gemara over here, Davhe, has a very interesting discussion. Heyois the Tanoim say, Ein Odom Moitzi Dvar of Levatolo. If a person made an erichin on a pochus mimen chodesh, the Torah is a posuk mufurish that a chedi yingle should know that there is no symbolic value of erichin for a pochus mimen chodesh. So Heyois Ein Odom Moitzi Dvar of Levatolo, the Reb Taner of Meir holds that we nem on that even though he said erech ploini olayim ploini is 2 weeks old, but he means nedarim because he can mean erichin. And then he's chayiv the value, like we said, that could be big money. Mashenk and other Tanoim say, no, he said what he said. There's a discussion by Achroinim. Would you say the same thing, that clearly he meant something else, even though he said the word erichin on a tumtum van droigenis? There, you have to be a little bit of a lamdin to know that in tumtum van droigenis, not mufurish apostle. So there, would we say, eino de moitzi dvar levaton, clearly he meant nedarim? That's already a secondary shayla that Achroinim clear on top of that makloik Tanoim. Let's go back to Mishnah Beis. Hanochri, a goy, remei oimen nerach, avaloi marich. The halacha is that a goy can bring korbonis. So the essential halacha of him being able to create nidri heglish does exist. However, yesh lodin if he's part of Parshas Erechin. The reason for this chakira and the machlokes tanoim that we have in the Mishnah over here is that the posuk, like we said in Parshas Bechukosei, says Dabrel Bnei Yisrael. Clearly, the Torah is talking to Bnei Yisrael. A pasuk later, the pasuk says Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. Like we said, Erechin is part of Haflo. It's also part of Hilchus Nedorim. Ki yafli neder be'erkecha. The pasuk uses the word Ish, not Bnei Yisrael. So is it Ish inclusive even a goy, or is it Bnei Yisrael dafka? So Reb Meir holds like this. He holds that Bnei Yisrael means only a Yid can create Erechin, but a goy could be the subject of Erechin. The Gemara explains that the reason why he holds that way, the Rav brings, is because there are more cases of somebody being able to be a Nerach more than Meirich. L'mashal Cher Shaita V'Kotten can be Nerach, like we looked at Mishnah Aleph, even though they're not Meirich. So that's the way Reb Meir holds the Psham Psukim is. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Meirich Avaloi Nerach. Reb Yehuda holds Punk Faket, that the Pasuk of Bnei Yisrael is Memayit, the subject of Erechin. And the reason for that is because the subject of Erechin has Miyutim that the one who makes the Erechin doesn't have, namely Tumtum Vadreganis, the way we discussed in the Mishnah before. So it's a Machlok to Meir and Yehuda, a very interesting piece of Gemara on Daf Hei, where Rava says that even though it's Mistaber to say like Reb Yehuda, Lamaisa, there's a Gilui from a later Pasuk, a Pasuk Ezra, where it's talking about where the Shamronim, the Kutim, came to be Mishtatev in the Avodas Binyan Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. And the Pasuk says, Lo lochem velonu livna is Beis Lelekenu. We can't accept from you Matonis on behalf of the Beis Hamikdash. And Rava says, that's a Gilui. Okay, it means it's a Gilui. It's not the Makor of the Din. It's a Din in Ksuvim. But it's a Gilui that we don't accept Matonis for Bedek HaBayis from a Goy. Korbonis, yes. Matonis for Bedek HaBayis, not. There may be serious to this. There are places where it would seem like a goy can give to Bedek HaBayis, so why Davke Erechim would be too gestalt to this? That's a good question. So the Gemara says that Rava says this would be Vais Dois HaMakor, a Gilui, like Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda held that over there was for reasons because they were chepering with the Yidden. The Matzev of the security of Yidden, the beginning of the second base of English was not so sure. Somehow they didn't want to be, they didn't want to compromise themselves by accepting matonis from outsiders. Lav Davka Tzaraya, we got me the whole din. Chari would make sense also, just add something which I don't see in the Mefarshim, but would be a Milson de Mistabra, that when we're talking about creating, the creating of a symbolic value, but at the end of the day, since a goy can be noider to Hegdish, so then it makes sense that he could be noider this type of neder also, the neder of Erechim. However, when we talk about him being the subject of the neder, we're not talking here about value. That means there's no havamina that a yid can't say, I'm giving dmei goy ploini to the mikdash. It's just dollars and cents. We talk about symbolic value. Who says that he has symbolic value? Isn't that the difference between a yid and a goy? So that l'chor would be a svara that would argue that he should be nismayed from the nerach, not from the mayach. Vinishvi, it's a subject of discussion back and forth in the Gemara. The Rav brings that the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, because that's the klal. Remain Reb Yehuda, halach Reb Yehuda. L'maisa, it's not so clear because there's discussion in the Gemara that maybe we pass like Remei, that's the Gemara of Rava, like we just said with the Pasuk in Sefer Ezra.